With Laura Fox
Podcast.
Now, I said this at the start of the show, I might have told a few more people in between, but we are very excited because if I said to you C-Mat, Chaperone and The Last Dinner Party, what would they all have in common? Well, we know they write great tunes, but they also have unbelievable outfits and they've been dressed by Irish fashion designer Oran O'Reilly, aka Oran Aurelio. And Oran is in his early 20s, hasn't even graduated from college yet, and is here now to give us the goss on his fashion escapades over the last few months. Oran, you are very welcome along to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
I'm so buzzing. I ran to the loo right before you came down. You were sitting on the couch and I think I like accosted you. I was like, hey, so, and you're like, okay, I'm a little bit nervous. What's going on? I was like, no need. You're just coming on to chat about these really cool things.
Yeah, it is bonkers. Even hearing you talk about it, I'm like, oh yeah. I did that. Okay, cool.
This is my life now. Yeah. Aurelio. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about that for a second?
Yes.
Where did you get Oran Aurelio from?
So, that's my confirmation name.
Stunning. That's all I wanted to know there.
But the reason I chose it was because there's a dressmaker called Oran Aurelio. And when I was getting my first labels done, I was like, ooh, I can't have the same name as somebody else. So I was like, okay, Oran James is my middle name. And then I was like, do you know what? Aurelio, let's do it. Sounds Italian. It gives a little bit of... It gives it a little bit of je ne sais quoi.
Exactly.
Well,
we love it. Oran Aurelio. That's what we'll refer to from here on out. How is college life? Lol.
Right. Quite literally have to go to a thesis class after this.
No, so, you're joking me.
Swear to God. It's fun. It's exciting. I'm in costume design, so it's just a bit of fun. It's a camp. It's fun.
Great. Let's talk about C-Mat. We'll start off with her first, because obviously we are huge C-Mat fans here in 2FM. I mean, the entire country is. But how did you end up coming to the attention of C-Mat? Like, how did she find you and go, I want you to dress me?
I think what happened was at the start of my career, I say quote unquote career, get over yourself. I'm in fourth year of college. I'm 22. Get over it myself. But at the start, I started making drag looks because I was like, they're fun, they're campy, they're gauche, they're over the top, everything I'm obsessed with. Started making those, made one for a drag queen called Bailey J. Mills, who C-Mat followed and obviously enjoyed their content, whatever. And we got in contact and it was like, yeah, I'd love to work with you, whatever. And it was kind of an open-ended, like, you know, we'll do something at some stage. Then when her second album was coming out, she contacted me and was like, hey, this is the vibe, this is the vision. Would you be interested in creating some looks? And then you it kind did. Of just went from there.
Because let's talk about how you dress C-Mat for the Mercury Prize Awards.
Oh, yes. Loved.
Everybody did.
When I first started sewing, I loved making corsets. Corsets were my thing. And I was trying to think back why I started making printed corsets. And there was a Westwood collection that I was obsessed with. And I was like, this is the coolest thing ever. And it was printed denim.
Okay.
So for Christmas one year, I made my friend a corset with Natasha Lyonne. And that's the reason I started sewing in the first place. Because people were like, oh, could I buy one? And I said, people want to buy what I make. Okay, stunning.
Let's do this.
Yeah. So did those denim corsets. And I kind of stopped. And then when she was coming to the Olympia last November, I made that corset for her because I was like, I wanted to give it to her as like a thank you for everything she had done for me and really encouraged me and supported me during this album. Yeah. It was kind of one of her last shows for that tour. Gave it to her, whatever. And then she wore it again for the Mercury Prize. But I didn't realize she was wearing it until I saw it the next day. I was like, oh my God, is that my corset? Like, I was so excited.
There I am. And then what about The Last Dinner Party? How did that come about?
Again, I think through C-Mat. Yeah. Like, Instagram, social media, following each other. And then they were coming over to support Hozier.
Yeah.
And we're like, hey, we're coming over. Would love, you know, to borrow something. I said, stunning. Amazing. Went over. They are the sweetest group of people ever. Like, such sweethearts. Dress them, and I may be doing stuff with them when they come here next month.
Graham, do you hear that?
So excited about it. Truly buzzing for. But yeah, crazy. Because again, like, C-Mat listened to her first album, was obsessed before I started working with her. Last Dinner Party, Nothing Matters was like one of my top songs last year. and then meeting the, you know, like, it's not that I get into these artists afterwards.
No, you're obsessed.
Like, I had listened to Chapel's album when it came out and then working with her a few months later. Do you know what I mean? It's such full circle moments, and I don't know why me or how anything works out. I'm not questioning it.
Don't question
That's
it.
That's the universe. I'm like,
run
I'm,
with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
Clearly your designs are speaking for themselves if these people are reaching out the whole time. But like, okay, C-Matt and The Last Dinner Party I can see together. Chapel Roan, very far away. So like, yeah. how what was the process like with that? Did they contact you? Like, was it like her team?
I think it's crazy that I had followed Genesis, who's Chapel's stylist, for a while because she worked with Ali X, and I'm a big fan of Ali X. And I was like, oh my God, obsessed with this outfit that she styled for Ali X. Mm-hmm. As in nothing to a Chapel. I didn't realize she did worked with Chapel. And she goes, oh my God, love your stuff. I'm Chapel Rowan's stylist. Would you be interested in creating a look? And I was gone.
Just deadpan, like, just like that.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, yes. And then a few months went by and nothing really happened. This was like, I think this was like March or April. And I was like, you know what? Things happen.
Yeah.
Things like this always happen. Fine, you have to go with it. Got an email with a deck of looks. She said, you're the first one I'm sending this to. Pick whatever look. And there was one of Divine, the drag queen, which I had done a look inspired by her before, like a reference that I always use. I was like, this is meant to be. Chose that look, made it in like 2 days because it needed to be there for a fitting. Tried it on my mom.
Like, this is the first. Okay, so like, your mom is a huge part of this because your mom is your real life model.
Yeah, she loves it. I think she loves it. She adores it. Like, she'll come home from work and I'll be like, please, 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 just try it on, please. Yeah, so she's my fit model for nearly everything I do because she gets it, and she'll pose down, and it's kind of embarrassing sending photos of her, like, you know, no makeup on like a Sunday morning to a stylist and being like, please ignore the model, it's fine.
Oh, your poor mom.
No, I love her. She's beautiful. She's stunning. She's the best.
We have a lot of artists who like send music into 2FM, and loads of people who we have on our 2FM Rising list who they create music from their bedroom before they get a chance to like even get near a studio and stuff, and they create the most unbelievable stuff. It's the same for you. You're doing all of these mad looks from your spare room in your home house, you know, you're 22 years of age, and it's unbelievable then to think that all of these designs that you've made in your safe space are being seen by millions and millions of people.
Yeah, I don't like to think about it. Yeah. Because as much as my designs are loud, and I think sometimes I can come across as loud, I'm a very introverted person, and I don't like, even interviews and stuff, I don't enjoy them.
Yeah.
In the way, I love this, as in, because it's fun, it's whatever, but I think, I'm like, none of it's real. And I like that. I need to distance myself from all of it because the thought of how many people are seeing my work and scrutinizing it. Do you know what I mean?
Because I just think that you have to remember all the time that you're really proud of what you've put out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I even think this in like sentences that people say. You cannot expect every person in the world to accept something the way that you've intended it. And that's with your clothes as well. But the main thing is that you're happy when it leaves. Your mom's delighted. The stylist is happy. The client is happy. And after that, you're kind of going, well, I've done my bit. Mm-hmm. And I've done exactly what they want. Getting into your head too much about too many people's opinions, it is the exact same thing of too many chefs in the kitchen.
Like, yeah. You know, and people have an opinion on everything. Everyone becomes a stylist
on
Instagram.
But I think as well, you
it's
have
crazy.
To, and everybody has to remember this for things. You only ever hear the bad because that's when people are very loud. Mm-hmm. People are very vocal when they don't like something. If they do, they'll swipe and be like, that's class. And they'll stay going. You're more reluctant to give the good than you are with the bad. You know what I mean? So you just have to keep that in mind as well. Mm-hmm. You made a bit of like a joke at like, oh, my career. But it is a huge career that you are setting yourself up for right now. What are your aspirations with this? Like, you know, when you finish college, like how much further do you want to push it? Because you're on a great trajectory right now.
Yeah, I think right now I'm focused on finishing college.
Yeah,
you know, I was like to my mom, my dad, I was like, okay, I'll finish it, I promise.
Yeah.
I'm in fourth year now.
I mean, you've done that much. It would be an absolute shame to just drop out.
Absolutely. It would be stupid. Do I want to write a thesis? No. Hell no. But whatever. But I just want to keep doing what I'm doing, but at a bigger scale. And I don't mean bigger celebrities or whatever, because I don't care who I'm dressing.
Yeah, just as long as your designs are appreciated. You know,
and I can do that maybe even like a real studio rather than just in my house. But like realistically in the long run, I have so many little random goals. Like I'd love to design the Olympic uniforms.
No, because we were only talking about this at the beginning of the Olympics this year. So at the start of the summer, we had a whole team meeting about the different Olympic uniforms around the world. Stunning. This year was Belgium. Unbelievable.
Mongolia was stunning.
Yeah, it was so cool.
But like things like that, and like I'd love to host a fashion show in some kind of fashion week down the line. Just stuff like that, like little things. And I like, there's a list of people that I have that I'm like, I would kill to dress them.
I want to do this.
Ethel Kane. Okay. Number one.
Yeah, throw them out there now because you never know who might be listening.
Ethel Kane, Florence the Machine, Lady Gaga was a new one that I didn't even think of. I think because Lady Gaga to me isn't a real person. Yeah. I feel like she's such an industry at this stage and she's so herself. But the other day somebody was like, oh, what about Lady Gaga? And that's like a bug in my brain now.
Yeah, can't get
has
over
not
it.
Left.
Gaga, you could create some amazing looks for her, but Florence the Machine, I could see some of your designs on stage with her because she's so retail and like you could create something so perfect for her.
I had the opportunity to make CMAT's look when she opened for Florence.
So she's seen it.
And well, there's a video that CMAT sent me of Florence complimenting the outfit. It was like it was called the Sexy Chicken. It had like fringe and like a bustle kind of. It was like a jumpsuit.
Of course it was called the Sexy Chicken.
And Florence, I think, liked it or she found it interesting at least. Which I was on the Lewis on the way home from the concert crying because I was like, oh my God, she saw it. She saw it. People like that.
Oren, like you're up to great things, 100%. Mm. And we're so delighted for you. And just keep going the way you're going because I can tell you appreciate every second of it, which is the most important part of anything that you do in life. This is Irish fashion designer Oren O'Reilly, a.k.a. Oren Aurelio, who you can find on Instagram at Oren J. Aurelio. If you missed any of that chat, you can listen back wherever you get your podcast after the show. Thank you so much for joining us today, Oren.
Thank you so much for having me.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.